You know, it's interesting. When we talk about the garden, and over the many weeks you and I have been chatting, it's a lot of it has been dreamy and what we're going to get out of the harvest and how wonderful gardening is and all those beautiful things. But then the reality starts to step in, and that is that we are not the only biological creature in the garden. There's a lot of other living things out looking for lunch, and they've got to eat just like you and I. And so how do we deal with it when our hard work is being interrupted by things that we consider pests, whether they be insects or other little four-legged creatures or winged creatures that are coming in and helping themselves to a lunch?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's a hard thing to decide. You know, we've talked many times about the value of the knowledge in our community, and
right.
Sometimes it may be possible to talk to our neighbors or other people that we know at potlucks or other things where we're gathered and ask these questions amongst ourselves. What have you done? Have you experienced this? And maybe pull from there some information that's helpful. I also have said a lot of times I so enjoy sitting in the garden quietly with my cup of coffee and just watching. And sometimes for me it's been very helpful to pull out my chair and sit there and just ponder my current issue, whether they be cutworms or the magpies that have come in to steal my baby meat chickens or whatever my issues have been. And whatever the answer it is that I come to, you know, that applies to my garden, but it also applies, I've learned, to my larger world, to how I interact in my community and how I look at my larger world. And sometimes what comes from the garden is not just the vegetable crops or the fruits that we've tended, but sort of some sort of internal compass and how we're going to relate and interact.